KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches weekly cross-country team rankings out yesterday afternoon. And boys, Class 4A, Sioux City North is top-rated with Dowling Catholic and Cedar Falls 2 and 3. In Class 4A girls, Johnston, Linmar, and Valley West Des Moines are the top three teams. In Class 3A boys, Dallas Center Grimes, Center Point Urbana, and Pella are the top three rated teams. Atlantic and Glenwood did not make the top 15 list, but they are listed as teams to watch. Also in Class 3A, Ballard, Dallas Center Grimes, and Dubuque Wallert are the top three rated teams. Harlan is number 5, Glenwood number 6, and Atlantic also listed as one of those teams outside the top 15, but to keep an eye on. In Class 2A boys, Danville, New London, Denver, and Mid Prairie are the top three rated teams. Clarinda listed among those teams to watch. In Class 2A girls, Mid Prairie, Williamsburg, and Jessup are the top three rated teams, with Panorama at number 7 this week. In 1A boys, Madrid, Earlham, and Maquoketa Valley, the top three rated teams. Nottoway Valley in at number 7. ACGC is number 13, and IKM Manning number 15. Tri-Center didn't make the top 15, but they are listed as one of those teams to watch. And also in Class 1A girls, Van Meter, Pekin, and Hudson are the top three rated squads, with ACGC ranked 10th, Tri-Center 13th, AHSTW 14th. Nottoway Valley just missed the top 15, but again, they are listed as one of those teams to keep an eye on. Well, the Big Ten reversed course and will reinstate the football season. That move comes more than a month after the league canceled its fall season. Protocols will include daily antigen testing for players and coaches, and a positive test will sideline a player for 3 weeks. Positivity rates for a team or local community could force a team to shut down for a week as well. Here's Commissioner Kevin Warren.
This has been a very complicated year from a health standpoint, from a pandemic standpoint, from a social justice standpoint. It's been an interesting year, but the good thing about where we are today, I always ask myself, are we better today than we were yesterday, and are we better today than we were 43 days ago? And the answer is unequivocally yes.
Warren and the conference have been heavily criticized for canceling the fall season just days after it released a revised schedule in August, and several coaches have been vocal about the lack of communication from the top.
We're passionate in the Big Ten. We have passionate student-athletes. We have passionate families. We have passionate fans. And we're going to continually do everything we possibly can from not only a health and safety standpoint, but from a progressive standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. There are many things that we did learn over the last 40 days, and we'll get better. And I think that's the goal of life, is just to make sure that today is better than yesterday.
Warren says the ability to test daily was a big step in bringing back the football season.
And our chancellors and presidents, they have been laser focused from day one to making sure that we create an environment to allow our student athletes to participate in the most safe and healthy manner.
An 8-game regular season will begin the weekend of October 24th and will end with a 9th game against the other division the week of December 19th. It will include the Big Ten championship game. Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez led the scheduling effort.
Our athletes will be able to start practice immediately, and that's what we're talking about right now, about how many hours when they should be back to a 20-hour week. And it'd actually be more than 3 weeks in preparation if we're going to play on the 23rd and 24th.
Alvarez says the schedule should be completed by the end of the week, and teams will have plenty of time to get ready for the season.
You know, even though we postponed the season, our athletes were still available to work out and put in time during the week. Their conditioning should be good, and they certainly should have plenty of time in preparation for this season.
Penn State Athletic Director Sandy Barber says fans will not be permitted to attend the games.
We are looking to see what we can do on a campus-by-campus basis to accommodate the families of our student-athletes, both home and away, as well as the families of staff. But as a conference, we've made a decision, no public sale of tickets.
Ohio State physician Dr. James Borchers also talks about the new testing protocols.
We know that if we can test daily with rapid testing in these small populations of teens, we're very likely to reduce infectiousness inside practice and game competitions to near 100%. And we can never say 100%, but we feel very confident that with that approach, we'll be able to make our practice and competition environments as risk-free as we possibly can with this testing approach.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the return of Big Ten football is welcomed news for the players and the coaches. He made an appearance yesterday on the Big Ten Network.
We are raring to go. We're hardly ready to go. That's a big concern I have right now. But just to get some clarity and to really be able to share with our players this morning, at least two of the three groups that we had training, specifically that there is a specific start to the season. It was really good news for everybody.
Farron says he's happy to finally get some clarity.
It's like everybody in the country, probably the last 6 months, just the lack of clarity and lack of having an idea where we're going. It's been a challenge for everybody. So we have other challenges in front of us now, but at least now we know what the plan is.
We'll find out in a day or two what the Hawkeyes' schedule will be for this coming season as the Big Ten working on finalizing that 8-game schedule. We will have Hawkeye football for you starting later on next month here on the radio. Well, now that the Big Ten is returning, what about the Pac-12? Any plans for the Pac-12 to join the Big Ten and returning to football are currently on hold due to health policies in two states within the conference. The Big Ten changed course and will begin an 8-game football schedule October 23rd. The Pac-12 has also reconsidered starting its football season this fall, but they don't have approval from state and local health officials in California and Oregon to be able to start contact practices. The Pac-12 has announced a partnership that would give the conference schools the capacity to perform daily rapid COVID-19 tests on athletes. That's football. Here's basketball. The NCAA men's and women's basketball seasons will begin November 25th. That's the day before Thanksgiving. The Division I Council voted to push the start date back from the originally scheduled November 10th as one of several precautions against the spread of coronavirus. The later start date coincides with the decision most schools made to send students home from Thanksgiving until January out of concern about a potential late fall and early winter flare-up of COVID-19. Closed campuses could serve as a quasi-bubble for players and provide a window for non-conference games. The maximum number of regular season games has been reduced from 31 to 27. The minimum number of games for consideration for the NCAA tournament was cut from 25 to 13. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Brent Suter and three relievers combined on a two-hitter, and Ryan Braun hit his 350th career homer, leading the Milwaukee Brewers over the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0 for a doubleheader split. The Cardinals took the opener 4-2 behind Adam Wainwright's four-hitter. Brady Singer was stellar for a second straight start, allowing two hits in six innings, and the Kansas City Royals blanked the Detroit Tigers 4-0 yesterday. Also in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers over the Pirates 7-5. Giants beat the Mariners 9-3. Diamondbacks down the Angels 9-6. Twins over the White Sox 5-1. The Nationals in 10 innings 4-2 over the Rays. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 13-2. Cubs over the Indians in 10 innings 3-2. Rangers 1-0 over the Astros. The Orioles beat the Braves 5-1. Marlins over the Red Sox 8-4. The Mets beat the Phillies 5-4. Reds 1-0 over the Pirates. And the A's beat the Rockies by a final of 3-1. Several people familiar with the situation tell the Associated Press that a Major League Baseball umpire has tested positive for the coronavirus, prompting a late shift in crew assignments in Florida this week. The affected umpire wasn't identified. He was not on the field when the result was learned. MLB medical experts didn't believe the positive test represented a threat of infection or presented a risk to other personnel, according to those familiar with the matter. Also, the Rockies have shut down right-hander John Gray for the season due to a sore shoulder. The 28-year-old last pitched September 1st before he went on the injured list with what was described as inflammation in his shoulder. And in NFL football news, Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson are among 14 first-year eligible candidates for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Joining the two-time Super Bowl champion quarterback and the star cornerback safety on the ballot are receivers Calvin Jackson, Wes Welker, and Roddy White. Running back Steven Jackson, tight end Heath Miller, offensive lineman DeBrickshaw Ferguson and Logan Mankins, defensive lineman Jared Allen, Justin Tuck, and Kevin Williams, linebacker Gerard Mayo, and defensive back Charles Tillman. In all, there are 130 nominees for five modern-era spots. Enshrinement at the Hall in Canton, Ohio, will take place next August. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.